Holy, immortal, have mercy. guard our word, President Phillips, all things charge your good things and giver of life, come and invite us and come from our stand, and save us from the world. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, good will towards men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, good will towards men. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, good will towards men. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Bless Master. Amen. Pray for me,
Master. The Lord, remember thyself.
Remember me, holy Master.
The Lord, remember thee in this kingdom. Always now, remember the age and the age of all.
Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Thine is the majesty and thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
To be my
bridal chamber and virgin, the treasure house of the glory of God. Today enters the temple of the Lord, bringing with her the grace which is the divine Spirit, whom also the angels of God do celebrate in song, for she is the heavenly
وما لي من الحياة في الجسد أن أحياه Amen. الذي أحبني وبذل نفسه عني.
Verse 10.
O Lord, how magnificent are your works! You have made all things in wisdom. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, you know that a man is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ, and not by works of the law, because by works of the law shall no one be justified. But if, in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we ourselves are found to be sinners, is Christ then an agent of sin? Certainly not. But if I build up again those things which I tore down, then I prove myself a transgressor. For I through the law died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Prosper and reign for the cause of truth and meekness and justice. Alleluia. 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 You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
Him
him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? The lawyer said, the one who showed mercy on him. And Jesus said to him, go and do
Christ. Good morning. We're very well thankful to have Father Vasily from East Lansing. East Lansing. Michigan State. To be with us, we're just very thankful to have you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's gospel reading, we hear of the parable of the Good Samaritan, which in itself is a very simple parable, and I think it's one that almost everybody's come across. It is such a famous parable that it has become kind of a byword in our modern culture as of being kind of a sucker. They'll say, you know, well, we can be a Good Samaritan. Oh, you're kind of a know-nothing do-gooder. You do this because the Bible tells you to do this. Well, for those of us who are Christian, who can see the plain meaning behind this parable is to do good to others as being a good thing and virtuous, which is true in itself, I believe there to be it be indicative of other deeper mysteries of our Christian faith. This is not the only time that the lawyers in the gospel have questioned our Lord Jesus Christ about what they should do to obtain the kingdom of heaven. In the other instance, he keeps pestering our Lord and saying, what must I do to obtain eternal life? In that instance, he said, go sell all that you have and follow me. And because that lawyer was very rich, he left discontented because he knew in his own heart he could not do those things. In both of these instances, our Lord is asking to give up the fallen man, our lust for material things, our own selfishness with our own time, which accumulates wealth in the barns, so to speak, and to follow him, to live for him on a day-to-day basis. This is not done as just a legalistic commandment and kind of some type of social construction to strengthen a community or make a nation more powerful. This is done to teach us to do the right thing on a day-by-day basis and achieve salvation. In other parts of the gospel, we hear many things of shedding our possessions and of not caring about material things. Surely there is a righteous way to accumulate material things in the world which God has created good. We are not saying to foolishly give your wealth away just for the sake of doing good, although one could argue that you would obtain virtue in heaven for doing that. God is simply asking us to be generous with our time, to step out of our fallen way of seeing things, of our selfishness which brings us down. When we help other people and we are doing it in the name of God, we will feel God's grace. That will make us to see what it is to live life in the risen Christ. It'll no longer be difficult for us to donate our time or donate our wealth. We will not grudge these things. We will happily do these things when we see the grace that it brings us. Living life in our holy church is what saves us. And doing good works on a day-to-day basis is also what saves us. Altogether, though, we are searching to attain the Holy Spirit within us, that at the time of our death, our soul will be in a good enough state that we will recognize our Lord and be happy to see His face. There will be no judgment for us, because that which we have done in this life will have been done well and righteously, because we have learned to do the right thing and we will be full of the Holy Spirit. So, these are good things for us to ponder. Father Deacon Michael said that currently you are doing a drive, a charity drive. This is a small example, or a large example, if you will, of how, just even for one moment, we can turn ourselves away from all the busy things that are happening in the fall. And at the first instance, you may say, I would rather go do this other thing. But this other thing that you're going to do is not going to bear any fruit for you. It is not going to make you a fruitful vine. Coming to the church under the direction of the priest, being amongst the company of other pious Orthodox Christians, building the church, helping the poor, these are the things that will sanctify our souls. So let us remember these things and give thanks for this holy temple and this holy community, and let us attain the heavenly kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. I have a few announcements. Father Joe is not relaxed. He's in Virginia at a wedding for this weekend, so that's why he's not here. My Father asked him, he is here. So we welcome him. Ladies Auxiliary is having their meeting today. Is that correct? Okay. Thank you. Now, we begin our 40-day fast for the Nativity, the winter fast, on this coming Friday, November 15th. If you have any questions, you can see me or Father Joe, or there's probably some information in the bulletin on that fast. On this Wednesday at 6:30, not only will the teams be meeting, but we'll be holding an information session for the pilgrimage that I'm leading in February to the Holy Land, if anyone is interested in that or in learning more about the tour company we're using, which is owned by one of our former parishioners, Tony Alvareta. He will be here for that information session. We have our general assembly next Sunday, and you should have all received, or should receive shortly in the mail, the information packets for that general assembly. So please take the time to read through that, see what is going on in the life of the parish, and then come with joy in your hearts and patience to attend that general assembly and participate as the family of St. George Church in building up our parish. And the last thing I have, give me a moment, Janet and Pam, would you come forward to the front, please? Janet and Pam. Pam. At this year's Parish Life Conference this summer, Janet and Pam, our stalwart Bible Bowl team, left thinking that they had not achieved any fame or victory. But once we got back a couple weeks on the road, later in that month, they found out that they had actually achieved second place. And so they're not giving out trophies this year, but I think much more appropriately, an icon of St. Paul. So, Janet, congratulations.
gospel book for the entire year in preparation for the Parish Life Conference every year. And it not only results in something that will disappear in time, which is whatever award they get, an icon or a trophy, but more wonderfully, the gospel enters into their heart and it affects them in ways that they don't even know. So I encourage you even to pick up the gospel or whatever the book is that will be studied for the next year. What is it? You don't know. They haven't started yet. John. The Gospel of John? Literally pick that up and read it all the way until next summer. It will be a wonderful thing that you'll experience by doing that. The last thing I have to say is thank you to the church school for preparing a wonderful Thanksgiving meal yesterday. Who was there for that wonderful turkey and cranberry sauce and dressing? And yep, many of the children were here. We had a wonderful meal, and we are thankful for everything that was done in that meal. And so we also have a bake sale after church today in the coffee hour that's sponsored by the teams. So if you be generous in helping our teams with that, thank you. Oh, do we have any visitors? I'm sorry. I always forget something. Nobody's jumping up and down.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Lord, and always by thy might and master, ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
all of you, and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God be under his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Our Creator and Father, His Holiness, the Metropolitan Joseph, our Lord and Father, the Bishop Anthony, may the Lord God and unlimited His kingdom always now and ever and unto the ages of ages. For the Park President and for us all authorities, may the Lord God and unlimited His kingdom always now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Have mercy on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
peace of faith, O God, our guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things good and profitable for our souls, and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. For Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Thanks unto the Lord. He is me and Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
We welcome everyone to St. George Church this morning and are thankful that everyone is here to worship. Communion in the Holy Orthodox Church is only for those Orthodox Christians who have prepared themselves through fasting, preparation, and a recent confession with an Orthodox priest. If you have come to confession in the last 2 months, then please feel free to come to the altar. If not, perhaps better to refrain. Also, all of the church school teachers should come first, followed by the students, and then all the rest of us. With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Oh, To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever.
and unto the ages of ages.
Always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.
Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable body and his powers of heaven, that the supplications of that honorable, glorious prophet, foreigner, and Baptist child, of the holy, glorious, and all honorable apostles, of our Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, of the holy, glorious, and right, victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of St. George, of for whom this temple is called, of the holy, righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints whom we commemorate today, have mercy on us and save us, for inasmuch as he is good and loveth mankind.